first things. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
60 minutes on the clock, back for the final hour of The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5. Two in the books, one to go, final hour of the
Get it right.
Oh, you shut your mouth. and I do want to make sure, which I always, unlike you, I always just give you credit as I can.
See, whenever you start with,
I give you a lot of credit.
I know
because
this is going to be something nice, but it's your way of taking a shot at me before you're nice.
No, I checked on Nicholas today, and I didn't know the producer schedule. So he had started a document for us earlier in the morning, and normally he doesn't do that. So I assumed he was working the morning shift and checked in with him. He was not, and he had made mention of the fact that you had went out and got – because he was in search of paper towels and was really struggling to find some and couldn't find any. And he said, you found some, you brought it to the station – mm-hmm. and that you left it for him. And I was like, that is really, really nice and so unlike Barry.
I don't have to make a big deal out of kind gestures that I do.
Yes, you do all the time. And I was like, but why was he near the station? But then you explained it. I was like, okay, well, if you're in the area anyway, in the sports. Yes. And again, shout out for taking care of Andy because I think that's great as well. But
everybody should be taking care of the older folks in their lives. Don't let them get out if they don't have to. If you can take groceries to somebody, do it, man.
Yeah, no doubt. So give you a shout out there as Nick is hanging in there, checking with him this morning. We talked about this a few weeks ago, and Nick had put on the rundown, and we had played the audio of Carl Anthony Towns, got real emotional on social media trying to get people to kind of think about and pray for his mom because she came down with the coronavirus. Unfortunately, the Timberwolves just released a statement. She passed away.
Oh, no. That sucks, man. That's
terrible. I mean, just awful. And you got Gerson Rosas, who used to be with the Rockets, is the president of basketball, and Chris Paul, and a lot of people are reaching out and sending messages. But as we keep reminding folks, this is no joke, man. This don't screw around with this and do what they're asking you to do, because if you don't, I mean, I think it's a lot of people are kind of just in denial until someone close to them is affected by it. But I mean, I'm still amazed. I drove by a park here in the neighborhood the other day, and there was a CrossFit class going on. There was like a yoga class. I'm like, do you people not get the news? Do you not get the memo? I mean, I don't know what it's going to take for people to realize this isn't anything to screw around with.
No, please stay home. Please, please, please. Now, I mean, I get it if you're out getting getting supplies for somebody or whatever.
Right.
I get that. Go do that. Go help. But if you can, just stay home. It's only going to make this get over faster.
Yeah, this is just blatant. I mean, even in New York, I saw in Central Park where they're setting up a pseudo hospital, and there were still people doing workout classes in the park with like, you know, 8, 9, maybe it was less than 10 or 12 people. It doesn't matter, now, especially in New York. Now is not the time to be, you know, playing Russian roulette with social distancing.
Nope. Please don't do it.
No, so I throw that out there as well before we get to more of the sports and stuff. Now, did you know that this – we had talked a little bit about this extra episode of The Tiger King was coming out?
Yes, I was aware that they were going to have something come out, but I wasn't sure what it was going to be. I have not heard good things about it, though. I missed it, of course.
I missed it as well.
Yeah, I've heard good things. Have you?
I guess. Now, just looking it up a little bit, Fox, and I want to say this is going to be on Over the Air Fox, is going to air it tonight at 8 o'clock. But it aired somewhere else last night because Joel McHale was the host. And like you, I was getting a lot of messages from a lot of people that were not happy that this show didn't have nearly the entertainment value as the series on Netflix did. But evidently Joel McHale kept trying to make jokes. There was no Carol.
I can't stand people that do that. I really can't. Like, people that just try to make jokes the whole time.
Yeah, I mean, so try working annoying. With them. That's what makes it worse. But kind of, you know, some of the stuff that you had said, too, came out, if nothing else, because Joe Exotic and Carole Baskin were not part of it. But the consensus takeaways, according to USA Today, were no one is on Joe's side. A lot of what you said came to fruition in terms of people verifying that that he really was kind of ruthless with the way he killed animals as opposed to the way they portrayed Joe Exotic. His one now ex-husband, basically that had no teeth and a tattoo, a tramp stamp on the wrong side of things, John Finlay, is now got a full mouth of teeth and looks like he's cleaned himself up. Yep. Kelsey Saf Safri, the one that had their arm bitten off in an accident at the zoo, came clean to say that it really didn't bother him as much as it bothered everyone else that knew him. But throughout the documentary, she was referred to as a she, even though he's a guy.
I'm so confused right now. Is it a dude or is it a chick?
So Kelsey Saf Safri, one of the heroes of the series, lost his arm in an accident with a tiger. Saf is referred to as she throughout the series. He said he wasn't particularly bothered by not being portrayed accurately in the show. I don't think it's bothered me as much as it bothered everybody else. I really didn't pay it any mind. Kind of like when your arm gets ripped off and you don't decide that it's worth staying in the hospital for an extended period of time or suing.
So he – wait. Was he ever a she?
As far as I'm reading on USA Today, it doesn't seem like he was ever a she.
Oh, my gosh. I just – this is a topsy-turvy world we live in. I have no idea what's – wow. Okay.
So, and then in regards to the story you told last week, spot on about Rick Kirkham, the one-time reporter turned producer that was going to produce the series, verified the story you told about the woman and the horse, and other stories in which Joe Exotic was not kind to the animals. And then here's the final one. Joe Exotic is actually terrified of big cats. Kirkham said he's, in fact, absolutely terrified of big cats, being Joe Exotic. In the shots that you saw in the documentary, where he's in with two tigers, the white one and the white one is blind, and the other one is on tranquilizers.
What?
So according to Rick Kirkham, the guy who all of his video footage was burned up, that was going to produce this, Joe Exotic is actually terrified of big cats, and the scene in which he was inside the cage, the big cage, with the white Bengal tiger and the other tiger, the white tiger is blind, the other one on tranquilizers, because Joe Exotic actually is terrified of big cats.
See, again, my whole life is a lie.
Yeah, I think you deserve this, though, because I think you're the one that always says that.
Because I was happy, Joel? Is that why?
No, you always say about how, you know, all of TV as you watch, you ruined my entire hope of flipping Vegas, saying it was all a setup. You talked about the cheater. So I think because of that, the payback is you're now really upset about the true facts coming out on Tiger King.
Oh, I see how this is. Okay.
Yeah,
I see how you are now.
Yeah, yeah, I think you always knew how I was, but it's just my chance to
shine.
This
is what you do. That's just how you are. Yeah. Okay.
So there you go. So there's a lot of people that are jumping on board with you in terms of wanting Donald Trump to pardon Joe Exotic. But then our boys at TNT, Shaq and Ernie and Kenny and Charles, they did a live chat, and we'll come back with it. Charles Barkley would not – Shaquille O'Neal tried to clear the air on him and Exotic Joe, as he called him.
Uh-huh.
Charles Barkley wasn't letting him off the hook. And it was pretty entertaining stuff.
Good.
So we can get that audio when we come back. Stay tuned for that and a whole lot more as we roll through the final hour of the show. It's The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5.
to date with the latest innovations hitting the city of Houston by visiting innovationmap.com or follow them on any of your social media platforms. Just search Innovation Map. You're listening to The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Joel Blank, Barry Laminack, and Nick Sharara.
Hey, here we go, rolling through with more of The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5.
It's Barry Laminack. Ass up, Tiger! Okay, I'm sorry.
The fact that you could, this is maybe the only song where I could pick out the Nilly Vanilly of country music and the one song. But you like, Sneaky, I think you might even have the CD or something like that, because you can identify this, that, well, what sounds like, it's supposed to sound like Joe Exotic on any of it.
It's a one of a kind. It really is. And I really wanted to like this, and now I can't, because I found out that Joe Exotic is a jerk. So I saw Tiger, I saw Man, but
that is his only song on Spotify right now.
And it's killing the game.
Guess how many plays it has on Spotify, which I'll tell you my theory on it after this.
All right, I'm going to guess 7 million.
Oh, whoa, way over.
I'm going to go way over?
Yep.
Oh, my God. That's crazy.
How many?
545,000.
That's it?
Now, it's only been on there for about a week now.
Oh, okay, yeah. See, I thought it was on there longer. But I thought it had like been on since the doc dropped.
What did you guess, Barry?
7 million.
Yeah, I was going to say about a million. But 500, that seems light to me. I mean, based on the numbers that we got about how many people watched the whole documentary, which was like, I think, wasn't it, Barry, like 34 million?
Yeah, it was a
34 million views, something like that. I would think that number would be high, significantly higher.
So his on now, YouTube, I Saw Tiger by Joe Exotic, has 1.18 million views. And Hear Kitty Kitty by Joe Exotic has 6.4 million views. So that was why I thought, oh, if it's on Spotify, and I thought it had been on there for a while, but apparently not.
Man, that's crazy.
Yeah. But I feel like all those plays are coming from radio producers like me who use Spotify for songs to bump
probably.
Back with.
Yep.
So 545,000 plays from radio
call.
Producers.
Yeah,
the show talked about it, and they went, all right, cool, I'll just pull it up and play it here.
Just like I think, Barry, you were the one that said it, but I think with the Netflix numbers, they can be inflated by the fact that if you just click on it, you don't have to literally watch it for any length of time, and it registers as someone that viewed the show.
So, I think that is the case. I wasn't the one that said it. I think a listener said that. But so the I Saw Tiger video is on Netflix's YouTube account. And then the Hear Kitty Kitty is on Joe Exotic's. And here's the crazy thing. Netflix's YouTube account has 13 million subscribers, almost 14. They're at 13.7. Joe Exotic's, 289,000 subscribers, which is still a lot. Don't get me wrong. Mm-hmm. I'd love to have that many on YouTube. But Joe Exotic, on his own little YouTube channel with 290,000 subscribers, 6.5 million views versus Netflix's 13 million. And 1 million views. So it just shows you people are gravitating to anything this dude has done. I mean, even more so than Netflix and everything else. He doesn't have that many subscribers, but boy, he's getting the views. It's amazing how he is just taking over pop culture.
And the way that you can tell that as well, too, is when Shaq started getting a lot of heat, because they actually had the clip during the series in which Shaq said, shout out to my boy Exotic Joe, and said that he owned, he was the owner of two more big cats, which he had to explain. So as I mentioned, the four guys from inside the NBA, Charles, Kenny, Shaq, and Ernie, did a little bit of a live chat last week. Charles was grilling Shaq, and it was pure entertainment. Sounded a little something like this.
So the other day, we saw Tiger King, which I happened to be in. You guys were in it, too, by the way.
We're all, I know I was going to say, we're all in it, too, very briefly.
Yeah, because of me.
Way to take the whole team down, Shaq.
It's guilt by association.
Yeah.
So do you still have those Tigers, man?
I want people to understand. When I say I own Tigers, I always go to these zoos. And I make donations. And then they'll say, okay, these are your Tigers. But the Tigers never come into my possession.
Well, how much time did you spend with Exotic Joe? That's what America really wants to know.
Only the time. Remember when we was
a lot of stuttering going on right there.
Listen, man.
In OKC?
OKC. So remember when OKC was playing San Antonio? Yeah.
Yeah.
You guys were flying, but I was driving. So on the way there on the highway, I saw a sign that said Tiger. So I went. That was the first time I went. I went, you know, said hi, went, you know, gave him some money to give me a couple white Tigers. That's when I came back on the show and said, hey. All right, yesterday on my day off, I went to the GW Zoo. Uh-huh. Shout out to Exotic Joe. Yeah. He has a cat refugee place, beautiful tigers, a lot of cats. I got two more tigers on him. So
you bought two
Exotic
more tigers?
Joe, yes, Exotic Joe. I sponsored two more tigers.
Great.
A white tiger named Prince. And a regular Bengal tiger named Chucky Diesel. And then I think we went to Oklahoma City one more time. So only saw Joe once. This is Shaq here with my main man Joe. And Joe just gave me this tiger for a present. The second time I went, they was like, hey, man, you don't think you should come back? A lot of stuff was going on. And I never went back.
I'm just asking, did he go see Exotic Joe twice?
Did you watch that documentary?
Let me tell you something. You know what's amazing? How about old girl who got her arm bit off and came back to work in 5 days?
I know. That was crazy, right?
Listen, if I get hurt at TNT, I'm taking at least 2 or 3 months off.
I actually had a great day because, you know, it ain't nothing to do in Oklahoma City. So I actually stayed there, like, you know, a couple hours and just sat with animals and just chilled.
You just sit there a couple hours with Exotic Joe?
No, with the kittens.
Do you have an affinity for exotic animals? Like, obviously you do. And which ones do you like?
What happened was, I was on Mike Tyson's podcast the other day, and I told a story. When I was a youngster, Mike saw me in Vegas, said, come to the house. I get to the house, Mike comes to answer the door, a little white tiger runs down the steps. I'm terrified. I go to back out the door, Mike's like, no, don't worry about it. Mike is playing with a white tiger. And I'm like, wow. And he said, so I asked him, I said, where you get this tiger from? He said, you know, Siegfried and Roy live around the corner, you want to go to the show? I go to the show.
Man. So you went from Siegfried and Roy to Exotic Joe. I'm just asking, man. America wants to know.
That's so outstanding. That was fantastic. And I don't know what you think, Barry, but there's no doubt in my mind Shaq has owned Tigers, probably still owns Tigers, and is just trying to cover his tracks based on everything that has the way that the series played out and you know, legalities, all that.
Maybe, but I did, and I don't want to go back because it was really long, but at one point in the middle of it, if you listen, you can hear him say, I sponsored two more Tigers. Or he uses the word sponsor. So I based on that, now had he had never said that, then yeah, I'd be with you on that. He probably had them at one point, but because, and that's what I was listening for, is I think he said sponsored on that TNT broadcast back in the day when he was first calling him Exotic Joe. So in that regard, I think that he might be telling the truth about never having them in his possession.
I mean, look, Tyson had them. I mean, there was a story here locally in Houston, I think a year ago, where a woman got caught having a full-blown Bengal tiger in her house. And while they were trying to figure out, you know, how they were going to punish her and to what extent, that they had to take the tiger away, and there was all these. I think more people than we would basically want to believe have these kind of animals and illegally are keeping them as pets.
I just don't understand the fascination with it like that. Like, why would you want something so dangerous?
I don't
make
either.
Any sense. By the way, we're getting several texts and tweets. Mm-hmm. Eric and Santos both tweeted us and said that Saf identifies as a male but was in fact born female.
That makes sense. That would make the most sense. But I'm not going to argue with, you know, what I was reading from the articles from the documentary saying that he said that he was okay with being referred to as a she.
Well, and he identifies as a he, but his, you know, his birth gender, which, you know, it's, I don't know. I don't know all the complications of gender identity in today's environment, but I think he was born female, but now he identifies as a male. So because he identifies as a male, he's a he. And so when it would still be, you know, misidentifying his gender if you refer to him as a her, because he is chosen to, or not chosen, but I guess he identifies as a he. I don't know. Boy, you got to really be careful what you say when it comes to these topics. I feel way more comfortable talking about a white NASCAR driver saying the N-word and justifying it than I ever would talking about gender. He and she. Like,
dude, you don't want to know the conversation. Actually,
which
you
is
do,
crazy.
And then it would get me in trouble. But like the conversation Dell and I had in one of the breaks after that because of what you're just talking about. And I was like, you know, can you use this term or that term? And Dell's like, yeah, I mean, I don't think there'd be a problem. But I don't know that I would use it in public. And I go, got it. Okay, I see what you're saying. All right. So,
what terms were you asking about?
I was just referring to the fact that my baby girl, Madison, is basically battling milk for which is whiter. I noticed it while taking her out in the back during the Easter egg hunt. So,
she needs a tan.
Woo, boy, she's almost clear. That's how white she is. I mean, it's... And
not
even
a clear
Lisa was,
baby.
Seriously,
so
even
funny.
Lisa was laughing at it. I was like, yeah, this girl has, I mean, never been exposed to the sun. We need to get her out a little bit more because, whoo, baby.
Now, at least, I know Lisa is Hispanic, but she's not, her skin tone is not very dark, right?
It can be, but yeah, in terms of the gene pool on skin color, it's all me.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
Poor thing. She got that Wisconsin white, which is super white.
Thanks, Barry. so we go from Tigers to Panthers. Little breaking news for you as we head to break. Actually, we'll save it for the coming back from the break.
Yeah,
somebody just got a massive, massive pay raise in the NFL. We'll talk about that next. Don't go anywhere. It's the usual suspects. ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5 is more talk and less commercials, which means more sports talk for you. And that other stuff, too.
What is the rubber? That is the rubber. Your rubber is a rubber. Rubber is a rubber.
And then you go, yo.
Yo. So like, right. Wait, I think he said, what's that? Hold on. Now, what is he trying to say about society?
All right.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Back, final half hour of The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5. It's Barry, Joel, and Aaron Raybould as we take you till 4. Blitz takes you till 7. Always remind you at this point of the program, if you missed any part of today's show, ESPN975.com. Click on the show tab for the suspects at the top of the page. The menu will drop down. You can catch up on when you missed. And then on that front page, you can also download the app and then never miss another ESPN975 show.
Do it.
Barry, we were talking about Tiger King, and then we were talking to, I teased it. If you're Christian McCaffrey, boy, you realize where all that Cam Newton money went. And you know that Matt Rhule has you in his plans because Carolina today announced, Adam Schefter's reporting, signing a 4-year extension for Christian McCaffrey, averaging $16 million a year, making him the highest paid running back in NFL history.
Ooh, Lord, that's good for him. Versatile dude. Obviously, he can do everything. And
I mean, he's no David Johnson, but
I'll admit, I didn't think that he would be as successful as he is. I wasn't sure he would be anything more than a pass catching back out of the backfield.
I agree with you,
really, because of body size and everything else.
Durability. But, yeah, he looked like he'd be like a third down back or a,
right.
you know,
I thought
a Duke Johnson type.
Yep, I was going to say, I thought him to be more of a Duke Johnson than anything, but he is proving to be durable. He is proving to be tough. He can run. You know, you can run him anywhere. You can run him, you know, up the middle. You can outside. I mean, he can do it all. And when you get a guy like that, I guess the Panthers are like, hey, this is who we're building around. We're not building around Cam anymore. It's all about Christian McCaffrey.
Smart that you are building around a guy that has that versatile a skill set and brings that much to the table. But, and I don't want to say dumb because we all know that we're dealing with the city in which Bill O'Brien operates. But we know that running backs are not valued from an internal organizational standpoint, from the standpoint of how much you pay them. They come a dime a dozen. Their lifespan in the NBA is very short. We saw that with how the Texans were able to, one, get Carlos Hyde, then maximize what they got out of Carlos Hyde, and then were still willing to walk away from Carlos Hyde. So, I mean, there are a lot of options at running back out there. I get it. He's special. He's bulked up. He's not, like, overweight or anything. But from where he was at Stanford to where he was in the NFL, he's put on some muscle and some weight. And kudos to him. I just think that's a whole hell of a lot of money for a running back.
Yeah, I pulled up the rankings for cap hits for 2020. And if you're a Texans fan, this isn't going to be good because, one, Le'Veon Bell had the highest cap hit at $15.46 million. So that's, you know, now he's second. Second on this list currently, well, now it'll be third, David Johnson at $11.15 million. Then Ezekiel Elliott. So you're paying more. You're paying David Johnson more than Ezekiel Elliott is getting as a running back. That's
how crazy is
that's it? Yeah. Derrick Henry fourth, Leonard Fournette fifth. So there's your top five. Well, now your top five will be Christian McCaffrey, Le'Veon Bell, David Johnson, Ezekiel Elliott, Derrick Henry. Want to know who's 15 on this list? Duke Johnson is the 15th highest paid running back as far as cap hit goes for 2020. That just, I don't understand that at all.
That is crazy.
Yep. He's making more than guys like Kareem Hunt. He's making more than Mostert. He's making more than, I mean, and guys that he's probably on par with or not even on par with. Marlon Mack is way down there. I mean, he's making more than Latavius Murray. Dude, it's bad that you've got $15 million tied up in those two running backs on your roster, and tied up in David Johnson and Duke Johnson. Johnson and Johnson is costing you $15 million. That duo is not worth $15 million.
More like David and Duke in the backfield.
Well,
and
that sounds racist.
To get rid of David Duke, right?
If Cal was still alive, I could see the subliminal message of going out and getting.
You
a
mean
David
Bob?
And Duke. I mean, Bob, yeah. If Bob was still alive, that would make sense.
Now,
got a David and a Duke.
One of the names you mentioned on that little tidbit was Ezekiel Elliott. Did you hear that he and his buddy Dak Prescott decided to ignore Texas being one of the 45 states with a statewide stay-at-home and had a little house party?
Uh-oh. That's not good.
TMZ report comes out, which included videos and photos. That at least 30 guests were at Dak Prescott's house for a birthday party on Friday night. The number wasn't clear from the photos, but you could see social distancing rules were not being followed, and the police were called.
Mm-mm. Why were the police called?
Because of the fact that they were gathering in large groups, and they weren't practicing social distancing, and then evidently the neighbors or somebody was... So according to the Star-Telegram, police responded to reports of the party on Friday. Officers could not verify that CDC guidelines were being violated. Paper also quoted a Prescott source who denied that the Cowboys quarterback violated social distancing rules.
Oh, it's amazing to me that this is kind of the state that we live in. It's really, when you think about it, it's so surreal. That you've got police being called, not just because the party was loud, but because people were too close together. That's such a weird time to be living in.
And they're getting backlash, brother, because there are so many people responding and tweeting going, do Dak and Zeke think that they're invincible, that Cowboy fans don't get the Corona 19, that they don't care about other people's lives? Then Dez posted, hey, we got great work in today. A few weeks ago, Dak was already getting getting a lot of heat because he posted a picture of five guys, including Dak Prescott and Dez Bryant, working out and then taking a picture with a group hug after the workout. So it just seems like we were talking about, we're not saying it just for our health, but we are. We're saying it for everybody else's health too. Don't screw with this thing right now. And don't think you're virus proof, but it sounds like these guys think that they're cool.
Yeah, that's not smart. That's just not smart at all. Because then they're going to get sick. They're going to get around their parents or somebody. It's just that's a bad move. Did you see somebody even taken down?
But by the way, you will love this. By the way, someone in the course of all the threads of bashing them for doing that, someone said the Cowboys should just pretend it's the playoffs and then everybody will stay home.
Ha! Look at there.
Got him. Okay, go ahead.
In Kentucky, they shut down churches, but people were so adamant about going to churches that state troopers went to wrote down all the license plates of everybody that went to church, and then is turning it over to I don't know who, but then they're going to go and ask them all to self quarantine and they're going to test everybody that went to church, and then if they have like symptoms, they're going to ask them to self quarantine. It's getting crazy. Like,
okay,
you got. State troopers writing down license plates for people gathering together.
But
that's what we're doing.
Let me give you the flip side. Okay. One, you got the governor of Florida who said that no matter what kind of political strong-arming he gets, he's not going to change and shy away from the fact that he will not ban large gatherings in synagogues and churches and other things. So Easter Sunday went on as planned in a lot of churches in Florida. And then you have a guy here yesterday in Houston that had regular service, that was attended well, and filed so that he can say that the unconstitutional ruling by the state of Texas it needs to be changed because it takes away from the fact that people should be allowed to still go to church. And they had a lot of people at service yesterday at this dude's church, blatantly just disregarding the state rule.
What I'm about to say is probably going to get me in trouble.
Yes, do it.
Yeah. You
come on, Barry.
The way I see these pastors and churches clamoring to stay open, it's not because they care about their congregation. They need them to show up and fill up the offering basket. They need them to show up and provide them with money because churches is big business. And I'm going to say this because I want to be real clear. It's not all churches. It's not all pastors. Not
right,
every
right,
church
for
and
sure.
Every pastor is out for money. Some of them actually care about preaching the word. But now, a lot of these churches don't. And you can get the word of God over the internet. The fact that you feel like you have to go to church right now, it's selfish on somebody's part. Because if it's just about the spirituality of it, then it doesn't matter where it happens. So it's selfish. It's I don't know if it's motivated by greed or defiance
on that
or
point,
politics.
Barry, let me ask you a question.
But it's absolutely ridiculous. And if you get the coronavirus, don't blame Jesus. That's all.
Do you think your boy paid Tyler Perry and Mariah Carey to be a part of his Joel Osteen's service yesterday?
Do I think he? Yeah, I don't think they did that for free.
I don't either. And I think the only reason why Kanye backed out is because of the fact that he and his choir were going to perform, and people started to realize if you're getting the choir together, that's not social distancing either.
Yep.
But I don't think there's any doubt in my mind when you talk about big money, and we talked about how much Joel Osteen's worth and what he brings in. They paid Mariah Carey and Tyler Perry.
Oh, yeah.
So, all right, well, that's a little bit of that, and we've got one segment to go on the show. We'll put a bow on it next. Don't go anywhere. It's the final segment of The Usual Suspects coming up. ESPN 97.5.
Yeah. Hey, she say, do you love me? Yeah. You listening to ESPN 97.5.
I don't blame it, Don.
You're listening to The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Joel Blank, Barry Laminack, and Nick Sciarra.
Back, final segment of The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5. Appreciate you taking us along for the ride. We keep telling you that. You guys keep telling us how much you appreciate us. We appreciate you, and the fact that we can help you to get through your day is something that we take a lot of pride in. With that being said, we'd like to give back, so let's do that right now before we get any further. Black Bear Diner, making it easy to enjoy delicious food in the comfort of your own cave through its delivery and curbside pickup offerings. Right now, you have the chance to sample it. Caller number 12, 713-780-3776. Caller 12, you win a $25 gift card to Black Bear Diner, where you can check out their to-go family meals. Starting at $19.99, that feed 3 to 4 hungry bears. Order your carry-out or delivery at blackbeardiner.com. Good luck, caller 12. There you go.
Good luck. Hey, some texts from the text line that I wanted to get to. Low and T texted and said, "This is a tough one, guys. It's my wife's birthday tomorrow, and I'm out getting birthday cards and purchasing a cake. Is that worth the risk of Corona, or is the long-term memory of my wife enough to make me go get her something? Love the show." I mean, you're out. It's too late now. If you're already out, you're out. So might as well go through with it and go get her something. If you were a smart person, Lowen, you would have ordered something on the internet and had it delivered in time for her birthday.
Or do curbside pickup.
Well, no, like a present-wise, I guess he was asking.
Well, no, but I mean, it's the thought that counts for now. You can always give her the IOU or
There's no thought that counts when it comes to women in their presence.
Not true. Not during a pandemic. You can get her a cake. You celebrate. You get her something nice that you get, or take out that you can do at the house. That's a nice little.
Joel, let me ask you, what woman do you know that when it comes to their birthday and you look at them and go, "Hey, I was going to get you a cake and some food and some presents."
No.
I thought about the cake. But there's the pandemic, so I didn't get you anything.
Bro, I already told you. As long as I get the cake, nothing else matters. I could say to Lisa, "You know what? I got you diamond earrings." But if I don't have a damn good cake, it's my ass. But I can tell you on the flip side, if I at least tell her I got a cake and it was her, you know, the kind of cake that she really likes, I'm good. She'll be more than willing to wait on the other stuff.
Yeah, but if you thought about getting her a cake, would that count?
Well, that's what I'm saying. You should have thought about you order curbside or whatever, but at least you have
the cake. Specifically said it's the thought that counts. If you thought about getting her a cake, would it count?
No, if you didn't get a present, but you at least got the cake. Let's just keep doing this.
Women don't function like that on their birthday, bro.
And you would know.
It's not the thought that counts. It's the count that counts.
All right.
That didn't make any sense. Russell Westbrook just donated 650 computers to Houston area children for learning access. That's pretty cool. I wasn't aware.
Very cool. Now he's been doing a lot for Los Angeles because it's his hometown.
Sure.
A lot of people got a little upset about that, but Russ is a good dude, and as no matter what his on-court persona is, he's going to do the right thing. So you know, hats off to Russell Westbrook. Good dude doing good things both in Los Angeles and now in Houston.
And then somebody said, "Hey y'all, big enormous shout out to Kobos Q for throwing down this weekend. First time customer and everyone was impressed. Even got a hat and free shiner. Chain restaurants can EAD. If you don't know what that means, Google it. I forgot to add that if it wasn't for all the suspects, I would have never known. Sorry about the extra text." Yeah, that's great, man. I hope that it wasn't like a social gathering, but I hope it was like pick up to go or whatever.
No, it was to go, and he had tweeted about it over the course of the weekend and said it always makes him humbled when he finds out that people have driven like 45 minutes to over an hour just to get to try and sample his food. And it's worth it. It's that good. And if you don't, you know, don't ask me, just follow us on social media and the suspects and others that talk about it all the time. And all the ESPN crew that listens, because it's fantastic.
Yeah. Very cool. Very cool. And I haven't yet had the opportunity to try other than I think 2 years ago. At the Christmas party at Klein's, I think I had some of it.
Well, he norm every year at the Christmas party. It's just that he does the breakfast run because he has to work in the afternoon. So, yeah, most of the time it's the client's part of the whole day affair where he brings the food that people just rave about.
Yep.
And you know what? And again, this is our every so often reminder. We so appreciate the people that sponsor all the shows here on ESPN 97.5. So you know that people are doing takeout right now, whether it be Twin Peaks or Cobos Q or, you know, so many of the different restaurants. What's Sam's Place, Barry? With the Laminac Burger, Big City Wings.
Oh, yeah, Big City Wings.
Yeah, I mean, look, there's so many. Nick's Place. If you're thinking about doing takeout, depending on where you are geographically in the city of Houston, support those that support ESPN 97.5. Because if you love listening to us and we're getting you through your day, then, you know,
yeah.
Shout out to those people who help make that possible.
Yeah, I think it's always a thing to keep in mind that if you love our programming, if you love the Bench or you love the Blitz or you love the Suspects or Charlie or John and Raheel with Dale, doesn't matter. If you love late hits, if you love the show, then support the sponsors, because that's how it works. So
yeah,
and so yeah, guys like Cobos Q, go order from, get takeout from him, get, you know, go to Big City Wings, do all that stuff, because man, it's important. And they're 99% of the time our sponsors are outstanding people, not just great business.
Good point.
But yep. Most of our sponsors are just salt of the earth, great people.
Yep.
I mean, I could just run down the list and tell you. So, yeah, support them, because you're supporting local businesses, you're supporting small businesses, the community, the station, everybody.
No doubt. And here's another just a goodwill gesture that needs to be pointed out. Jerry Bowe, Fred Fowler, and our girl Courtney, who does all of our promotions, were out in full force this weekend to do an online poker tournament that was a huge success. Generated a lot of money for charity. They're going to start doing it every Saturday night. Trey was involved. Like I said, Jerry Bowe, Fred, a lot of the listeners were involved. A good time was had by all. It definitely raised money for charity. So if you're a poker player and or you just want to feel good about doing something while you're having some fun playing cards online while you're passing some time, next Saturday night's going to be another one. Kudos to those three that did a great job this weekend as well.
Somebody texted, I don't know who it was, but somebody texted the show like, oh, here's Barry's weekly rant about hating pastors. It's more of an opinion, but Eric Resendez tweeted out to both of us, a pastor in a church told us people stop being cheap, don't give coins. He also told us, remember, it's 10% of your check. Haven't gone to church since. That's the people I'm talking about. I'm not talking about the good pastors, the ones that don't beg for money or make you feel guilty. I'm talking about those a-holes. So don't get it twisted that I'm painting with such a broad brush because I'm pointing it out. Now, if there happen to be more of those jerks than the others, that's not my fault. But just so you know, it's not just me ranting against religion or pastors or any of that. It's ranting against the greedy ones. That's all. Yeah. And you hear stories like that, and that's why I can't stand that kind of stuff, because you hear about that all the time.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. I mean, and we've talked about it when we get into all the different discussions about Joel Osteen and Lakewood and the fact that, you know, when we know what they're raking in weekly and monthly, and we know that you can't tell me it's not all about, or at least not all about, but a predominantly money-driven business. It's not just a place of worship. That Lakewood is run like a business.
Oh, yeah. The just a shameless plug here, but this weekend or this week on Sunday of all things, Justin Trapp, a buddy of mine, is going to join me, and he's the one that's usually in my ear when I'm talking religion on the show or on online. He's usually, because he's involved with churches and pastors, and he has a business that creates slide decks for them for sermons and so forth. So he's usually opposes my viewpoint. So we're going to probably argue for an hour about it. I think it's going to be pretty interesting. Okay. I'd be interested to see from his perspective, you know, his thoughts on a lot of what's happening right now with churches and pastors.
Well, you're absolutely right, and that's another time for another show, and that means there's time for tomorrow. If you guys want to join us again tomorrow, we'll be back, so hopefully so will you. But for Barry and Aaron Raybould, I'm Joel. Have a great night, everybody. Stay tuned, because Fred, Aaron, and AJ are coming up next. It's The Blitz to take it till 7 on ESPN 97.5.
they sniff their own farts or not.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5.